on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on? Another week, no Caleb in sight.
Well, we'll get to all of that. An action-packed show, but let's get right at it. Up in Jacksonville, UFC 273 right around the corner. Let's welcome to the program Tisha Torres. Tisha, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on.
We appreciate your time. I know Fight Week literally just started, but you've gone through many of these, and I'm curious, are they all the same, or do you try to like change up things so it makes them a little different?
Routine-wise, they're pretty much the same, but no, they're not all the same. You know, you have a different opponent, something different to look forward to, you know, depending if you're on the main card or the prelims, that kind of changes things. So this is a big fight for me. I'm excited about it.
What will you do? How do you get through the next couple of days? I always kind of joke that this week is like the last week of school, and summer vacation starts on Saturday. That's your big reward. How will you get through the next couple of days?
Pretty much exactly what you said. Like, I'm overtraining. I just want to fight. I do a lot of nothing, watching TV, relaxing, getting in my headspace. After this, I'm going to go for a run. It's just everything's already done, the hard work, besides making weight.
Do you try to think about Saturday? You know, you have a big fight coming up, or do you try to kind of block it out because it's going to get here when it gets here?
Kind of a little bit of both. I'd like to visualize for sure, but then I like to take in the day as it goes. You know, today, tomorrow, the next day isn't fight day, but Saturday is. So I don't try to get too worked up about it until the actual day.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent, Mackenzie Dern.
Oh, she's a talented and tough opponent, but, I mean, I don't think she's at my level, and she's going to understand that on Saturday.
What's the strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened either to you, involving you, in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight...
The one that I always bring up, and I don't remember who the fighter was, he was fighting Dennis Seaver, and he said that in the middle of the fight, he could hear his corner talking. Obviously, they're German. They were talking German, and he said that like for like 8 or 10 seconds, he kind of spaced out, and he was watching, what was it?
The Inglourious Basterds movie.
So he could see the movie in the middle of a fist fight, and he's like, he had to kind of snap out of it and get back to the fist fight.
Yeah, it's never happened to me. Nothing weird is actually, I don't think anything weird happened in a fight. Yeah, just the normal stuff.
So, Tisha, you know, my question is more about, I know openly back in 2019 you were very open about mental health and issues surrounding it. Have you seen the new pause, like The Power is Pause by Simone Biles? And do you think things are getting better for people who have mental conditions that are people more sensitive to it, and are things getting better for the programs?
I'm not aware of her program, but I am aware when she came out and started speaking about her own mental health and, you know, stepped aside from her competition. I think it's more open in the fact that more people are being more vulnerable with themselves, and especially people in the spotlight, much like her. I mean, I'm not at that level, but I feel like I do have a platform where people do look up to me, so by being vulnerable myself, I got a lot of messages and feedback from it. So, yeah, I think it's more, like, readily open to the public, but I don't know about people being as sensitive as they could be to it. Oftentimes, mental health isn't really looked at as something that is a struggle. Some people think that you can just wake up and be happy. It's a choice. One, it probably is a choice, but it's not the easiest choice for every single person. It's different for every single individual.
Thank you for that. You know, I totally understand and agree with obviously everything you said. Kind of curious, how has the sport changed, you know, over the years you've been now a professional fighter, I think, right around 10 years. How has it changed for you over those 10 years?
Well, in the beginning, women MMA didn't have the spotlight it has today. It's much grander. A lot more women are into it. In terms of pay, like, women, I think, are significantly paid less than men, especially at the higher level. And I think, like, in reality, too, sometimes, like, the heavier weight get paid more money than the lower weight. I'm not sure if that's because they knock each other out or whatnot. But I just think it's more acceptable, too. Back when, you know, when I started, there wasn't many of us, and there wasn't really a platform. We never, or at least I never thought I'd be able to do this as a profession and, you know, be able to make enough money to sustain myself and my family. So I'm grateful that I came up in an era where I'm able to be in the sport and make a living that can sustain myself and my family.
Curious, can you hear, you know, voices, you know, people voices during the fight, like the fans? And can you decipher the difference, you know, between somebody you're supposed to be listening to and all the other noise and stuff that's being yelled?
For sure. I can definitely decipher between my corner. I hear the other person's corner as well. And then I hear the crowd too, especially if, you know, if they're chanting for me or whether they're chanting for her. In both ways, that excites me, whether they're chanting for me or her. Like, it's either, yeah, they're on my side, or, okay, they're going to be on my side in a second.
How do you block out the other ones? Because I've been to about 150, 200 UFCs. I started at UFC 1. I still want to block out the woos and sweep the leg and all the stupidity that's yelled.
Get the body bag.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. And little stuff like that, I don't necessarily hear, just because it's just probably one or two people. But they were chanting that, of course, I would hear it. But, yeah, normally I just focus on my corner, and then I obviously hear what they're saying to my corner.
So this week, Juliana Pena was critical of Ronda Rousey and her exit out of the UFC. And going back to, you know, you said there weren't many of you doing this when you started. You didn't think this would be a thing. I mean, obviously Ronda created a path for women to fight professionally. But what's your stance on Juliana's comments?
I'm not against them. That's her own opinion, but they're not mine. You know, everybody chooses to leave the sport when they feel it's right. And sometimes, often, like we should say, they'll come back. But Ronda Rousey chose to leave, and that was, maybe it was something to do with mental health. Who knows? Maybe it's something physical. She doesn't know what was going on with Ronda Rousey. She's not, you know, in her, I would assume she's not in her inner circle. So there's no reason for her to, you know, talk ill upon her, because Ronda Rousey did a lot for the sport.
Great take. I like that. Finally, what can the fans expect to see Saturday night when you get back, you return into the octagon to take on Mackenzie Dern?
You can expect an action-packed fight, me being fast and aggressive as always, and me getting my hand raised.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Tisha, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a bunch of cool socks from Odd Sock Official.
Oh, sounds awesome. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Have fun on Saturday. Tisha Torres, everybody, getting back in the octagon Saturday night, UFC 273. A lot of stuff that we really need to get to. We're going to hit this break.
Okay.
We're going to come back with Junior Dos Santos, who I talked to a couple weeks ago. I have some things I need to get off my chest.
Okay.
I had a joke coming as well about other things, but only you know what I'm talking about.
All right.
We'll hit this break real quick. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Talking
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Oh, baby! And he's looking to finish!
Friday, May 20th, Eagle FC returns with some of the biggest names in MMA. Heavyweights clash in the main event as Junior Dos Santos is back.
Oh, my goodness!
He'll take on hard-hitting Jorgen De Castro, plus Thiago Silva takes on Hector Lombard. Watch live and free. Sign up today at EagleFC.com. Eagle FC 48, the legend is back. Junior Dos Santos versus Jorgen De Castro. Friday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
More!
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
Tournament the Pizza, I saw that you finally have a sign up.
Well, no, I have a proof of a sign up. The proof is that I'm getting a sign. It's from the actual designer, but I approved it. That's what it will look like on Friday.
I gotcha.
But
I gotcha.
It's not up yet.
All right, so you wanted me to smile when I first got here.
Yeah.
And I told you I don't smile often, and you know that.
That's true.
There's only a handful of people that I really smile every time I see them, every time I talk to them, every time I talk about them.
Okay.
Obviously, Gabriel Gonzaga is one of them.
Yes.
Clay Guida.
Yes.
Mark Delagrati. Chris Lytle.
Oh, yeah. Lights out.
And our next guest. I love this guy. He doesn't even know it, but I love him. He is a great guy. Let's welcome to the program for the first time, Junior Dos Santos. Junior, how are you, sir?
Hey, guys. I'm glad to hear that. I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
I've also never been as scared as I was. I was in your training room many, many, many years ago. And I was there with Greg Hendrick, a former executive with the UFC. And you kind of like were sparring, and you got so close that I thought you were going to hit me. That's how close you were. And I literally got scared to death.
But you know what? Yeah, sometimes we are always training hard. You know, you can be a little dangerous to be around. But we have a lot of control of everything. So you don't need to worry about it.
Well, you know, and I don't remember many things, and I remember that experience, and it was awesome. So I'd like to welcome you to the show. It was great seeing you at the last Eagle FC. We're going to talk about your upcoming fight in a second. Talk to me a little bit about your wrestling with, AEW?
Yeah, I had some experience over there. You know, Dan Lambert, the owner of American Top Team, he's a big fan of pro wrestling. So he brought us, you know, to know a little bit more of AEW, and I fell in love with that, you know, that's a huge show, man, and so nice, you know. They are very organized, you know, and the matches are great. So I said, man, I have to be part of it. So we got some matches over there for me, and the experience was great. You know, I felt very good to be competing with those guys, you know, and knowing a little bit more of their world, it was very interesting.
I'll tell you what, you look like you know, you've been doing it for years. You look like you knew what you were doing. All the moves looked professional, so I thoroughly enjoyed you being in the squared circle.
Thank you very much. I felt like that. I felt very good, and I felt I was there. Some things that are more controlled, you know, by them, but there's a lot of similarities with what we do in MMA. So I had some good times over there.
Now, speaking of controlled, I did my 32 seconds of research, and I saw that you were on the Brazilian version of Dancing with the Stars. What was that experience like?
Yeah, you're good, man. That was another great experience, man. I placed in fifth. I was impressed with myself, actually. You know, I placed in fifth, so I did pretty good, and all. I was dancing. My partner was Anna, which is a great dancer of the show there in Brazil, and she was teaching a lot of good moves and good things. So yeah, that was an amazing experience I had in my life, now my next goal is to be part of Dancing with the Stars here in America.
Yeah. Now, were you a dancer? Are you a dancer? Or was that the first time that you kind of took it to that level?
Well, yeah, that was the first time I took to that level, you know, because I like dancing, you know, I like having fun with my wife and like this, but I never did that, you know, following, I was always having fun. I never did that as a performance, to have a good performance on that, you know, and that's very hard, man. And we had just only a week to get prepared for those kind of things. So it was very interesting, but very, very enjoyable as well. I had some good times, like I said.
So, Junior, so I think Randy's wrong. You've been on the program before. And I went back to my Instagram post from March 9th, 2019, and it says,
really,
the Randy Rub is a good luck charm that helps people win. So I put on my post tonight, the Randy Rub pays off again as Junior Dos Santos defeats the Beast UFC.
Oh, all right.
Derek Lewis.
Yes, so you came on our show.
So I stand corrected.
And then you went and you won your next fight after that. And we have that tradition with Usman and several other fighters that come on. They all go and they win after they do Randy's radio show.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you see that?
So welcome back.
Welcome back.
I have a fight coming up. So it's great to know that.
Exactly. Well, the rub is there. So let's talk about that. First, let's start with, what was the process like signing with Eagle FC?
It was great, you know. They are very organized, you know. Khabib, he was great on fighting, actually the best on fighting. And now they are doing an amazing job, you know, with the Eagle FC as well. And no doubt these guys will be huge. It's a huge show very, very soon, you know. And to be part of it, for me, it's a great pleasure, you know, especially because all the guys around this, all the guys involved with this, you know, they're great people, starting with Khabib, you know, and all the other guys, they're all good people. So for me, to be there, to be part of Eagle FC today, I'm very happy. I had a fight coming up with a Thriller. You know, I would fight the boxer Krubat Pulev, but they postponed the fight. I don't really know the reason. It was because COVID, but I didn't really understand how everything was happening. You know, and as they postponed the fight, so then I got this new fight with De Castro. On Eagle, you know, because I had time. I said I can go and fight on Eagle, and then I'll come back and fight Kubrat again, you know, maybe July or August, whenever you guys do the show. So that was all fine with everybody. And here I am, you know, ready to fight the Castro.
Do you expect, because I do, I'm going to tell you this right up front, I do expect this, that you will become the face of Eagle FC, you know, your fight that is coming up on the 20th against Castro, and then you fight for the title, and, you know, everybody loves heavyweight. So, I mean, do you expect that to be the process of you being the face of this company?
Well, I that would be great, actually. You know, that would be a very good situation for me. Because also, you know, that's the way I see. I see Eagle over there receiving, like, inviting all those guys, you know, those tough fighters, heavyweight especially, you know, talking about my weight class. You know, they cannot be on the UFC, or they are out of the UFC or something like that. Or, you know, they can come to Eagle and we can still collide against each other. Right. So I'm looking forward to it. And it makes me very, very excited, you know, about this future with Eagle.
What do you know about Jorgen De Castro?
Well, I know he's a good kickboxer. You know, he throws some some heavy kicks, and also overhand rights, or those overhands that he throws are very heavy all the time as well. So he's a very dangerous guy, you know, tough guy, and I think we're gonna put on a great show, you know, for all the fans that will be watching it.
What was your thoughts, your reactions of that arena? I love that small arena. You kind of feel like you're right there. The crowd was into it at the last one. I'm sure they'll be into it at all of them, especially yours. So give me your thoughts on that arena and the facility.
I think it looked amazing, actually. You know, everything very well. All the people out there who's in the arena, you know, watching the fight, they're very well seated, you know, comfortable, and feeling good, you know, with not many things happening around, not many restrictions, nothing like that. So and you can like enjoy the fight a little closer than it normally happens in a bigger arena or something like that. So I feel very good about it. You know, I had some experience on the Apex with the UFC. What they did in the whole pandemic, you know, it was amazing. I think for the fighters, they kept going, and I had some experience over there. It was good, but this one with the Eagle, it looks even better, because they made the structure that they did over there is very, very nice. All the guys that don't really understand what I'm talking about, they have to watch it, because they will understand.
All right, so in closing, do me a favor. After you win this fight on May 20th, and then after you win the EFC heavyweight title, make sure, and I'm going to show Matt, and I'm going to let him explain this picture to you, but make sure when you hold the belt up, that you hold it up the right side up. I don't know, did you watch WrestleMania over the weekend?
I did not.
Not you, Junior.
No.
I didn't. Why?
All right, so when the NXT championship went off, the guy who won took the belt, he held the belt up, only he held it upside down.
Can you see? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You know, it's still the championship. You know, he was still the winner, the champion, so that's fine.
So you can, okay, all right. So you can hold it any way you want, as long as it's yours. I got you. I'll go with that.
You know, the best way to go is to hold it right. if he did that mistake, it's not a big deal. You know, it's a little confused, but not a big deal.
In his excitement, he messed up. That's all, right? It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it was just in his excitement.
Right, he was so happy.
For sure. In closing, and hopefully we'll get you back on before the 20th, what can the fans expect to see when they tune in to the entire EFC program, but, you know, the main event when you get in there with De Castro?
They can expect fireworks, man. I'm feeling great. I'm kind of living a great moment in my life, you know, because when I was fighting in the UFC, on my last fight in the UFC, I was feeling pressured, you know, all the time. Everybody was demanding something. Everything was so heavy around me. You know, I wasn't enjoying to be there anymore. I wasn't enjoying to be myself, to be fighting again. And this time I took off away, you know, from everything else. It was so important to me, you know. It took away all this extra weight from my back, you know. And right now I'm feeling great. I'm training very well again, and no doubt on May 20th I'll bring the best of Junior Dos Santos for everybody to watch.
There you go. May 20th, I will be there. I'm looking forward to seeing you again. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official for coming on today.
That's great. Thank you very much, guys, for having me.
Thanks, Junior. Awesome. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, again.
I blew that one, huh? I don't remember yesterday.
Well, I do all the research, and of course you wouldn't know.
I don't remember yesterday, but I've always liked that guy. You know,
well,
he's just my Brazilian
brother.
He just brings out
we're both Brazilian.
The best. I know. Today you're a Brazilian. Tomorrow you're Irish. The day after you're Spanish. But yeah, I took this photo from WrestleMania when the guy won the NXT belt. He held it upside down. I'm going to become a baseball fan, by the way.
Are you?
I am coming back.
Okay. What team are you going to root for this time?
If this is all true, and I've been assured. Oh, breaking news.
Oh.
I forgot to tell you that we're going to have John Anderson on.
John Anderson, the monster truck driver?
No, John Anderson, the former lead singer of the rock band Yes.
Oh.
Some pretty cool songs that do.
Isn't it an Anderson that drives the Gravedigger?
Yeah, but that's a different Anderson.
Guy? I don't know.
Kevin, Keith, Carl, Bob. If this is true, and this my real research team did this, which would be Sean, there is a independent baseball team called the Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Bananas, that's a slippery slope.
Okay, so we'll run a couple minutes late. Here's a couple things. Rule changes of the Savannah Bananas. If this is true, and I will call to verify, we will do a road trip, and we will go to one of these games in Savannah.
Okay.
Here's the rules. Every inning counts. Okay.
As in,
whoever scores the most runs of every inning wins a point.
Okay.
So you could lose on the total score, but if you score two runs in the first and I score one, you get a point.
Okay.
If you score one run in the second and I don't score at all, you get a point. If you score no runs in the third and I score 42, I get 1 point.
Okay.
Whoever has the most points at the end of nine innings wins.
Okay, what if it's a draw?
Then you'll play extra innings.
Okay.
Okay. 2-hour time limit.
I love that.
I think it's an hour too long, but two-hour time limit.
Two's good. Two.
No stepping out.
That means?
If you step out of the box, it's an automatic strike.
Oh, okay. So no pauses, no like,
you know, rubbing yourself and patting yourself. And I saw a guy was called out for stepping out of the box. And, you know, manager loses his mind. We're going to get to some of the better ones. No bunting, because bunting sucks.
I like bunting.
No bunting.
Bunting, like squeeze play down the third base, like stealing home. Like, that's exciting.
It's funny that you said that, because batters can steal first.
Oh.
So, second pitch is a pass ball.
Oh, you can run to
You
first?
Can run to first base.
Okay.
And if you beat the ball, you're there.
I like it.
No walks allowed. No walks.
What happens?
If a pitcher throws the fourth ball, it becomes a sprint. The hitter will take off running while the catcher has to throw the ball around every defensive player on the field before it becomes live. The hitter can
advance, including the outfielder.
The hitter can advance to as many bases as he can. The ball does not have to be touched by the catcher, because he'll have it, or the pitcher. So, yeah, that would mean the outfielder's tail.
So if he can make it all the way around, it's a home run.
It's an in-the-park homer.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, here's the tiebreaker. I didn't know that. Each team picks one pitcher and one hitter to face off. The offensive team only has the pitcher, catcher, and one fielder. If a hitter puts the ball in play, he has to score.
Oh.
And make it to home to get the point. If the ball is put in play, the pitcher and fielder are allowed to chase the ball and throw it to the catcher for a play at the plate. And that counts as a strikeout.
I like it.
No mound visits.
Well, yeah, they're useless anyway.
Here's the best one. If all those other ones are not true,
Okay.
If this is the only one that's real, I won't drive. I will sit in a car driven by you or Steve.
Okay.
Because if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out.
What?
That's awesome.
What do you mean it's an out?
I just told you. If a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out.
Oh, so it gives the fans the incentive to catch the ball.
Exactly. Now, they always try to catch it, but now will they catch it if their favorite team is batting? So now,
otherwise, you're going to plunk it off your head or drop your $87 beer.
Or somebody else is going to be able to get the ball because it's going to bounce off your beer into somebody else's hand. Like, I once got a home run ball from, it was the Home Run Derby in Detroit that bounced off another media person's head because he was typing.
Well, that's what it gets for working.
So there you are. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, more shenanigans from Knockout Radio.
The bananas.
Coming. The Savannah Bananas.
The Savannah Bananas. Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
The A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main
man. This is Brandon Silvera from Nashville Star. And you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joe Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
And Thiago fighting Hector Lombard.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Is that good for the sport? Is that good for the sport? Where, like, there's all these different promotions, and it's the same guys, but they just do different fight circuits.
I think it's okay as long as it's a good fight.
Yeah.
You know, the Gabriel Gonzaga fight when he fought Bigfoot wasn't a good fight. So, no, that wasn't good. But, yeah, I mean, it's name recognition. I think people will tune in to any organization because of some names that they may recognize.
Sure.
And then, like I said, it can be a win or a lose depending on you know, how the fight is played out. Now, Sean gave me crap because I think this is awful. Okay. He didn't think it was a big deal. Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks, like the candy they sell at baseball games?
Yeah. They're ushering in a new new packaging.
Okay.
Called Cracker Jill.
What does that mean?
Cracker Jill.
And what's
it's for women's sports. It's to support the Women's Sports Foundation.
Sports. Does it change the flavor? Is it the same Jacks?
I'm sure it's, well, you can't say Jack, I guess.
Is it pink?
I don't know.
Well, what's the difference? Why would you can't change it. You can't keep it the same product and give it the same, a different name.
Well, you can. Uncle Ben's rice became Ben's rice. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's the same product. It's still white rice, like in a box.
Well, and I'm sure that that'll be the same with the Cracker Jacks.
It'll just be a different label or packaging. I like it. Cracker Jill. The
do you
Jack
really?
And Jill. Didn't they do something? What did they do together? They robbed a car or something?
No, they rolled down a hill or
that's
something.
What I thought they were.
And didn't then Humpty Dumpty dropped some water on them? I think that was next. You know, I just thought it was stupid.
It's gimmicky. I mean, Aunt Jemima is no longer there, right? Didn't they take her off the bottle?
Yeah. Which, like, there was a whole backstory and everything, and people got upset. Matt Brown, and I agree with Matt Brown. Matt Brown would like to see the win bonus taken away.
For what?
And then, you know, just you automatically get that. You know, I don't know if he's talking about you automatically split. Like, I was involved with an organization, and what they were doing is they were paying $20,000,
okay,
$10,000 extra to the coach that wins.
Okay.
My thing is just pay them both 25. You're coaching. You really don't even know who these guys are. You know, it's not a real coach per se. Why would you give 10 grand to the winning coach when it's not even his team? Huh. It's not even his fighters. They meet the night before. So you're relying to win 10 grand on people you don't even know.
Wow.
So I agree. I understand the bonus system because it was, I'm sure, originally put in because they'll try harder. Like, they're not going to try hard enough now.
Right. Well, if you do it as a bonus, you don't have to pay it. So if it doesn't live up to the hype.
Say that in English?
You don't have to pay the bonus. If it's a bonus, it's not obligated to be contractual, right?
Well, no, it's in the contract.
No, they automatically get it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of in the contract. Kind of things you don't know about. There's a lot of other things. I do want to talk about the Ronda thing. I do have an opinion on that.
Do you?
Shocking. Right? But I got a couple notes, a couple things.
Okay.
But we're going to head back up to Jacksonville as we all get ready for Saturday night, UFC 273. We had Mickey on last week.
We did.
His opponent is on right now. Let's welcome Mike Malott to the show. Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Thanks. I know it's just... absolutely. Thank you for your time. I know that it's just the start. It's Wednesday. Media Day just gets started. Do you know much about it? I know this is your first quote-unquote UFC media day. Do you know what to expect, or is the media week the same as every media week or fight week?
Yeah, I mean, this is my first week as a fighter for the UFC, but I've coached probably 20 fighters in the UFC through their fight week, so this is all, like, pretty standard stuff. Like, so, I've been through this week probably 20 times, so it's all pretty well the same.
Except for now you have to get on the scale, where before you just had to tell people to get on the scale.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't the one getting punched in the head.
Exactly. When you had your fighters there, or in this case, you know, how will you get through the week? How do you keep busy? And I always ask kind of some of the same questions, like, do you want to concentrate, think about Saturday, or do you want it just to kind of get through the next couple of days and not think about it, not, you know, have, you know, Apollo Creed's or Mr. T's picture on your window, you know, staring at it for Saturday?
I have a little bit of both. So sometimes, you know, I kind of let whatever I'm feeling, I let myself feel it. Like, sometimes you get a little bit, you know, anxious. Sometimes you're a little nervous. Sometimes you're excited. You know, feel those feelings and address them and go through it in your head. And then sometimes, like, you know, the majority of today, I haven't really felt that nervous. Just kind of hanging out in a hotel room, going for a walk and checking out the bridges here in Jacksonville and stuff. It's been a pretty cool day, just nice and relaxed.
Just be careful crossing those bridges at 2 a.m, like Matt, like you and I did, you know, when we went to the last UFC in Jacksonville. Now, I fought my brother when I was, I think, 18 and he was 20. It didn't go well for really either one of us. Do you train your brother? I know that he's in the NHL program, and fighters, you know, people watch hockey for fights. So tell me how that whole thing plays out.
Yeah, he actually, I don't know if he was all worked up for my fight or what, but he got in a fight last week. He did pretty well, fed the dude some right hands. He was my original training partner, kind of against his will, growing up in the house. I'd watch UFC and I was like, oh, that was a pretty cool move. Jeff, come here. Like, I'm going to try this out. He'd try and run away and I'd try and put it on him. But yeah.
That's awesome.
No, since we've kind of grown up, I've given him some lessons and stuff like that, like taking the myths out, you know, just like, hey man, let's work some punches. Let's see kind of stuff you might, run into in a hockey fight, and And he's called me after a couple. He's like, oh, dude, I did that thing we were talking about. I did the shoulder roll. I did this. I landed a big right hand on the guy. I'm like, oh, that's sick, man. Nice.
That's awesome. But how were you able to teach him, you know, to stay standing up? You know, because as we all know, once it goes to the ice, they jump in and they stop it. So, you know, what are you able to teach them so it won't go down?
I mean, it's going to go there eventually, right? That, or they're just going to get so tired the refs eventually jump in. So not too worried about it once it hits the ice. I just want them to feed the guy a few shots before it hits the ground.
Is there a hockey rule on how many times they go in a circle before, you know, the refs do go jump in and stop it?
I don't know, man. I love it. I think it's hilarious because every other sport, other than obviously combat sports, anytime there's a fight, it's like refs are frantically trying to jump in. There's people from the audience that jump in. It's like two dudes drop the gloves in hockey, and like you see the ref just post up on the board, like talking to the other ref, like, so what are you up to this weekend? Once these guys are done, we'll jump back in. But they're like, they take a quick fiver while these guys are fighting. It's hilarious. I love it.
It is funny to watch. Give me your thoughts on your opponent, Mickey Gall.
Yeah, you know, he's a tough guy. He's a vet. He's got a lot of experience in the UFC. We have a similar number of fights, but almost all of his fights are in the UFC. So there's definitely something to be said for a guy who's cut his teeth in the UFC since the start of his career. Definitely has some things I have to watch out for. And I respect him. He's got my attention. But as far as like skill for skill, I think in all aspects of fighting, I have him covered. I think as far as like his best aspect is usually on the ground. And then after that, he'd probably be a striking. So, you know, even if it gets to his best area on the ground, I still think I'm better down there, whether I'm on bottom or top. It doesn't matter to me. But I think like athletically, I have the advantage on him. You know, he's a tough guy, so can't take him lightly, can't screw around, can't make mistakes or get greedy, but I think I got this one.
When mixed martial arts kind of got started, it was, you know, your discipline against this guy's discipline against that discipline, and, you know, what is the best discipline? And I'm kind of curious, which would you rather? Would you rather fight somebody that's going to go to the ground and you're kind of a ground guy as well, or do you want, like, a stand-up guy and to see, you know, which is better, the stand-up or the ground, or, you know, what's your thinking on that?
I mean, to be perfectly honest, it doesn't matter to me because I'm pretty well-rounded. People have been calling me more of a grappler lately because I've won my last few fights by submission, but I was one of the head striking coaches at Team Alpha Male, which is one of the more recognized teams in MMA out in California. So, you know, I won a medal in World Kickboxing Championship like over 10 years ago. So, an amateur kickboxing. So, you know, I'm well versed on the ground and striking. So if I'm going against a striker, might take him to the ground. If I'm going against a grappler, I might keep it on the feet. It doesn't really matter to me.
Is the Scientology building still right around the corner from the gym?
From which gym?
From the gym out in California, Alpha Male's gym out there.
Oh, yeah, no. So I think that building's still there. I forgot about that, man. That's hilarious. I think that's still there, but our gym moved.
You moved, okay. I remember I went there once. With Pat Miletich and a bunch of people, and Pat went inside the Scientology building to like sign up.
Yeah, came out a different man or what?
If you know anything about Pat, nothing should surprise you or anybody. That it was interesting for sure. Do you collect anything, whether it's, you know, UFC stuff, whether it's your brother's stuff, whether it's other people's stuff?
I collect my fight shorts, so all the shorts I've ever fought professionally in, I have on my wall at home. And then I collect the walkout sweaters for all my fighters that I've coached. And then from, you know, now for my fights, I'll keep those too, but I have like a good collection of all the walkout sweaters and fight shorts. Those are pretty much the only two things I collect.
Can tell you're Canadian when you call them sweaters.
Yeah. Right.
Is there anything out there? It can be anything. It can be off the wall. It can be whatever of something you would like to collect. You would like to add.
I don't know, man. Maybe, you know, maybe one day get rich enough, collect some cars or something. Who knows?
Well, yeah, and it wasn't necessarily that you were buying. I asked an NFL guy that, and he said the same thing. I don't know. And he goes, you know what? Jesus Christ sandals.
Like gladiator sandals?
well, whatever you wore back then, I'm like, you know what? That would be cool. You know, A, it would be very valuable, but B, it would be very, very cool to own those.
There you go. Nice.
What's the craziest thing that you've either seen or been involved in the middle of a fight, in a cage, whatever?
The craziest thing I've ever been involved in or seen in a cage? I told this story last night. It absolutely killed me. It was just like not a big fight. It was in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I was cornering with my coach at the time, and we were cornering one of our new training partners. It was his first fight. And our coach started swearing at our guy because he wasn't doing a very good job. He's trying to, like, you know, wake him up in the cage. And the ref turns around and stops paying attention to the fighters who are fighting on the ground and looks at my coach and said, "Hey, no swearing." And our coach is like, "Dude, keep your eyes on the fight. What are you doing? And they get in this, like, argument where the ref's looking at the coaches instead of the fight. Meanwhile, in the fight, our guy's getting his butt kicked, and he gets locked in a rear naked choke, and it's deep, and I'm obviously watching my guy instead of this argument. And so the ref's like, "I told you to stop, you know, I told you to stop swearing, I told you to stop yelling at me." They're in this argument, and he goes, "All right, fine," and goes to pause the fight to take a point away from our fighter. And as he's about to pause it, our fighter taps out. So he taps out, and then the ref says, "Pause," kind of like looks at us, looks back at the fighters, and he's like, "Stand up." And to still drill the point home, says -1 point to our guy, as if that's some, like, big punishment now, and then gets them to separate and restarts the fight again. I turn to my coach right away. I'm like, "Dude, if I'm ever about to lose a fight, please just start swearing at the ref and let him restart the fight." Like, let's find a way out of this. I was like, that's the dumbest thing of all. Like, that's the opposite of a punishment, man. You really helped us out on that one.
Wow. I've never heard anything like that. That is fantastic. That is definitely awesome. A fan of other sports, obviously a hockey fan. What other sports, you know, are you a fan of?
Hockey's definitely the number two, right behind fighting and, like, combat sports in general. I'm a big combat sports guy, so whether it's MMA or, like, watching jiu-jitsu competitions or wrestling or boxing, whatever, I love all those. I don't watch a ton of other sports, but I grew up playing damn near every sport you can mention, right? I grew up playing football. Rugby was probably the next biggest one after hockey, but rugby, football, golf, volleyball, like, you name it, soccer, I played it.
Good stuff. What, Mike, what can the fans expect when you and Mickey get in that octagon Saturday night?
It's going to be action, man. I don't look to squeak out wins, and I don't think he really does either. So I think it's going to be two guys looking to put the other one away, and I'm pretty confident it's going to be my hand raised at the end of this one.
Very good stuff. Mike, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong, as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official.
Sweet. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for your time. Enjoy it. Have fun on Saturday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I'd like to see Mike train with his brother. That would be cool.
Yeah, you think brother on brother, like...
Yeah. Well, no, only because I'm not saying fight.
Have they had fights,
train.
Brother on brother?
There was a movie that the Warrior was that. Oh, that was before your time.
Yeah.
Well, I had... I don't even remember his name. A crazy lunatic dude, actor-wise. It'll come to me. Well, Google Warrior.
The Warrior movie?
Yeah, the Warrior movie. We'll do this live on the air. We'll blow through the break and then, you know, just break at the top of the hour.
2001 film.
Okay. Sounds about right. Who's the star in it?
A British filmmaker.
All right, Dead Air's not good. Read names.
I don't know who these people are. These are all Indian fighters.
All right, put Warrior movie MMA. How about that? Okay. Two brothers fight Warrior. I think that was the two brothers that fought. And it was, God, I can't think of his name. Where are you? Let's go.
I'm
Google.
Trying. Came up with Eric Bad Apple Roan. This is not American. Stephen Bonner?
First of all, that would be Stephen Bonner. Stephen Bonner's house just burned down.
I saw his Facebook post. He lost everything.
Well, first he was in the hospital with, I think, COVID.
Okay.
And almost lost more than everything. And he got out, and I guess his house just burned down, and a bunch of people, including Tyron Woodley, you know, made a major donation. They did a UFundMe, GoFundMe, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's crazy.
Warrior?
But I don't know what... I was just talking about, like, in real life, like, of any, you know, like, professional fights.
Nick Nolte. I don't know what was so difficult for you.
What?
I put Warrior Movie Cast. Nick Nolte came up.
Okay. Well, I came up with Stephen Bonner.
and Tom Hardy.
Well, but what a tie-in for you to share that story this week.
It did work out well. Thank you. That's what we like to call an underhand softball.
they do that in the Savannah Bananas?
I don't know. The Savannah Bananas are going
to
be cool.
I can't wait to go to a game.
I can't.
How can we get a team in that league?
Well, it's an independent, so you should be able to.
Let's start a league.
Well, you wouldn't be able to play on this.
What league would our name be, though?
If they're the Savannah Bananas, we would be the Colorado Coconuts.
We're not in Colorado.
but we could be.
We'd have to be something like the Florida. Well, Savannah's a city. So it'd be
the Tampa Bay Fruit Loops. Yeah. And we'll be sponsored by Cracker Jill.
And Toucan.
Toucan what?
Samantha. I don't know. You can't even call Sam anymore because I'm offended.
Give me your thoughts since you asked Tisha about the Ronda Rousey comments made by...
I mean, you know what? I think out of all the comments that I've heard, I think Tisha made the most valid point that we don't know what her mental state was. You know, to be that high, to be on the top, be invincible.
But it happens all the time.
It does. But a lot of the confidence that takes you that far in your career, those undefeated streaks where you become the most dominant person, where people have already been beaten before the competition begins, because of the mental buildup and the anxiety and the stress and the fear. So, you know, but when you get broken and when you lose your confidence and when then you know you can be beaten, it changes you psychologically, you know? And so, but I think Ronda's a legend. I think she's absolutely a trendsetter. She paved the way for what mixed martial arts is today for women. And, I think it's uncalled for. I mean, they're fighting in different eras. You know, I would have loved to see a prime Ronda Rousey versus Juliana Pena, to be honest with you.
Well, you're kind of stepping outside of the boundaries because Ronda, in my opinion, was never a full-rounded fighter. So today's full-rounded fighter would obviously have a much better chance because back then...
She was a kickboxing champion. She was...
Well, not kickboxing champion. She was more the taekwondo.
Oh, right.
You know, and I wanted to correct you before, but I'm not like that. You know, you said that Ronda kind of started it, and it really wasn't Ronda. It was really Gina Carano. You know, she's the one that really first started. She was the biggest woman fighter, and then Ronda was next. So just to kind of throw that out. I don't have a problem with Ronda leaving for whatever reason. You know, and I know that, you know, like after a fighter gets knocked out, now they're apprehensive.
Right.
You know, their fighting style changes because now they're worried about getting knocked out again. So, you know, she did all she had to do. She did everything. And who wouldn't want to become a WWE superstar?
Of course.
Because it's scripted. I don't want to say it's not real.
But Juliana hasn't defended her belt. I mean, she's, you know, she's not even a champion yet.
She is a champion.
No. You have, until you defend your belt, you're not a champion.
That's not true.
Because even a winner will keep going when they're losing. Or no, wait. Yeah. You know, a loser will keep going when they're winning.
Even a loser will keep losing if they're a loser.
Sounds good.
I just got in a box of Panini.
Oh, yeah?
WWE cards.
Okay.
So I'm going to hold them until we get Dana Brooke on.
Have you opened them yet?
No. What did I just say? I'm going to hold them and not open them until Dana Brooke comes.
Oh, well.
And we're going to do like some pack wars and kind of play around with some WWE stuff when we can get Dana to come to town.
Okay.
Not Terry, not Ricky. I am trying to get Ricky Steamboat. Yeah.
He's still out doing tours.
Well, Steamboat, I think, is their real last name.
He's still doing conventions.
Blood is their last name. Big convention coming to Land O'Lakes.
What's that?
Of former wrestlers.
Oh, yeah? They're all coming together?
Medusa will be there.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. I don't know if she'll have the monster truck, because, you know, she drove monster trucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But Medusa will be there. Axe and Smash. I think they were Demolition. Steve Kern will be there. So we're hoping to do some stuff with them.
Speaking of monster truck drivers, Dennis Anderson was the Anderson we were looking for earlier. Right.
And John Anderson is coming up after the top of the hour.
Oh, nice.
Can you sing any of that stuff? Can you think of any of the songs?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, if I heard the song, I would be like, oh, I've heard this song.
Well, of course.
Of course I know this song.
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Ooh, that's him?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's a big song.
Yeah, I've seen All Good People. I guess Roundabout is another one of their biggies.
Okay.
But, you know, and I have a question for John regarding Owner of a Lonely Heart, so I'm going to hold off on that until he comes
on. Are they coming to town? They performing?
Well, John is, yeah. John's throughout Tampa Bay. Sundays in Clearwater, Melbourne on Tuesday, Orlando on Thursday, Sarasota on the 16th.
Beautiful.
All right. John Anderson, from former lead singer of Yes, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.